Well, good morning, my friends. I hope your Christmas holiday was a time of blessing and comfort. Yes, for most of us at least, or quiet. For some of us had a quiet Christmas. And but you know, right today we find ourselves at the end of another year. I cannot believe it. For many of us, 2025 brought both joy and pain. Yes. Some of us faced illness, loss, broken relationships, or had setbacks. Some experienced growth, new opportunities, and blessings. And some of us had a mixture of kind of both this past year. Chris, when my family, I have to tell you, Christmas was hard. We mourned the passing of four dear relatives this past year, faced a breakup of a long relationship, and had to deal with health problems. Yet the laughter and sweetness that we had little ones there at the table that soothed our hearts. New Year's Eve is only 3 days away, right? These remaining days of 2025 are a gift to us. They're a gift to us to pause, reflect, and to prepare for a new year for 2026. The Christmas season itself, these 12 days from December 25th to January 6th, Epiphany, invites us into a period and a time of reflection, along with all the activities that we are engaged in. Notice how New Year sits like kind of like right in the middle of the Christmas season. For people of faith, that's meaningful because Christmas grounds us and shows us how to say goodbye to a passing year and welcome a new one with God's help. At the center of Christmas, of course, is Jesus, the Christ light. Every day, Jesus wants to be born anew in our hearts. So as we approach the new year, we ask ourselves, how was Jesus born in my life this past year? What kind of things did I do? Who did I help? Did I feed the hungry, visit the sick, care for the stranger? These are honest questions and probing questions to help us to see how Christ was present in our lives and where we still need to grow in the days ahead. As we heard the story from Matthew, the lesson about Lot that Christ's life becomes clear. Because in Matthew's story, we know that shepherd and angels and the magi came to honor the newborn king and celebrated the light. But what today we heard another story unfold at the same time, right? How an angel warns Joseph in a dream to flee to Egypt because King Herod had planned to kill the child. Herod, jealous and afraid of losing power, orders the massacre of the Bethlehem's children under two. Only after this danger passed does the Holy Family return and raise Jesus in Nazareth. It's hard for us to realize that this is still part of the Christmas story, the story of King Herod and the massacre of the innocents. It's part of the story as much as everything else that we read in this time. And from this, we learn there are two kinds of people in the world, right? Those who embrace and protect the Christ light, and those who fear it, who attack it, or try to snuff it out. The shepherds, the angels, and the magi celebrate and protect the light. Herod, in his cruelty, tries to destroy it. The Christmas story calls us to be people of the light. We are called to support the Christ light in others, to be like the shepherds that rushed to the manger, like the magi who brought gifts, like the angels who announced good news openly and to the whole world. We need people in our lives who affirm us and remind us of our goodness. We also need to be that kind of people for others. At the same time, we've got to be honest. Some people in some situations are dangerous to our spiritual life. There are relationships, habits, and places that can threaten our peace, our faith, and the light that God has placed within us. On New Year's, we should reflect, what is weighing me down? What do I need to leave behind for the sake of my soul and my family? Do I have the wisdom and courage to move away from toxic situations that seek to destroy the light that God has placed within me? Equally important, we must confess the times when we had diminished others through gossip, jealousy, or unkind words. None of us is perfect. We all carry a bit of both the shepherd and Herod inside us, if we are to be honest. The good news, though, is that God gives us the grace and the chance to choose which side we're going to be on. God is calling us to choose the light. So as we move into 2026, we do not know all that will come, the blessings or the challenges that are out there to face us. But we do know that we have choices. We can choose to be people who protect light and the Christ light within us and others. We can choose to be wise, to listen for God's warnings and our dreams, and to accept the help that God sends us through angels and friends and guides who lift us up. So today is a day that we make a commitment that to enter 2026 with hope and a clear purpose. Let us choose to be people of the light, to nurture that Christ light in ourselves and in the world. And may we wake up each morning giving thanks, ready to see how God will be with us and work through us and walk alongside us. Wherever you are today, whatever you face, may God's grace carry you through the new year. And may your life so shine to others that they can see your light and give glory to God. And may there be peace to all of God's people. Amen.